بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي من الليل 11 ركعة، فإذا طلع الفجر صلى ركعتين خفيفتين، ثم اضطجع على شقه الأيمن حتى يجيء المؤذن فيؤذنه. متفق عليه. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to perform 11 rakats at night. And when it was dawn, he would perform 2 rakats and then lie on his right side until the muazzin came and informed him that it was time up for Jamaat. So it was the usual practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform 8 rakats of tahajjud and 3 rakats of witr. 8 rakats of tahajjud and 3 rakats of witr. And this is what Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is implying, that Rasulullah s.a.w. should perform 11 rakats at night, of which 8 rakats was tahajjud and 3 rakats of witr. Then when it was fajr time, Rasulullah s.a.w. would perform 2 rakats of sunnat of fajr that we read. And the 2 rakats of sunnat of fajr were not long rakats. Anytime we make a mistake and we think that we are reading the sunnat of fajr, it must be a long. It was khafifatayn. It was very, very light. Remember the long part of portion of the night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is engaged in tahajjud. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite lengthy rakat, his sujood, his ruku would be for a long duration of time. And therefore the 2 sunnat was very light. And after performing the sunnat of fajr, then he would lie down on his right hand side. But this lying down was not sleeping, having a fast, a deep sleep. A very light sleep, just like a rest, so that he would be now again have the strength to read his fajr salat, what we read in fajr, the 2 rakats of fajr, the farz, and then he would be ready to read the farz of the fajr. So he would lie down till the muazzin would come and inform him that now it is time for salah. Obviously for us, we are weak people, if we are going to rest after the 2 sunnah of the fajr, we might fall into a deep sleep and we will miss our fajr entirely. This was in the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba kiram. Entire night they devoted in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and very a short rest just before the fajr or the fard of the fajr, they would lie down for a very short while. وَعَنْ حُذَيْفَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا قَالْ كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا أَخَذَ مَجَّعَهُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ وَضَعَ يَدَهُ تَحْتَ خَدِّهِ ثُمَّ يَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ بِاسْمِكَ أَمُوتُ وَأَحْيَا وَإِذَا اسْتَيْقَظَ قَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَحْيَانَا بَعْدَ مَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورُ. رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would retire to bed at night, he would place his hand beneath his cheek. On the right, he would sleep on the right side, he would place his right hand beneath his cheek, and he would read the following dua, which all of us are reading, اللَّهُمَّ بِسْمِكَ أَمُوتُ وَأَحْيَا. O Allah, it is in your name that I die and I live. And then when he would wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave us life after giving us death. In other words, when a person is sleeping, as though he has passed away. That is why it is mentioned that an-nawmu ukhtul maut, nawm wa akhul maut, it is the sister or brother of death. So a person is sleeping, anawmu ukhtul maut, is as though he has passed away. So therefore he is saying, all praise be to Allah who gave us life again in the morning, after he gave us death. Wa ilayhi nushur, and our rising is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It reminds us also that we have come into this world, and Allah has given us life, and soon we will pass away. And then again there will be the day of resurrection, when all of us will be raised before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on these beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم